Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on when you're listening to this. I'm your host, Ms. Melanie, and you're going to get to enjoy fire for a while. As I said, I'm going to let our theme is progress rather than perfection. So, hopefully all you can hear is me in the fire. Greetings and welcome to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and thank you so much for joining me live this morning or for catching me in the archives, downloading the MP3. My pleasure to spend some time with you. I'm excited to open the chat room as soon as our connection comes together. And so I hope that you're joining us to talk about, we'll get some strategies to actually get started, get done those things that you want to do and maybe just haven't quite put out there yet because, well, I'm not really sure if it's going to be good enough. So we're focusing on progress rather than perfection. My health coach, Lynette Patterson, this week, as we were talking about what I had gotten done for my nutrition, my exercise, assignments, was wonderful about acknowledging the things that I did do. Because, of course, like most of us, we tend to focus on, oh, well, I didn't do this, I didn't do this, and here are the obstacles, and here's what I could do differently next time. And she said, it's wonderful. Congratulations, I'm so proud of you for what you did get done. You know, and sometimes it's nice to have that outside voice to refocus us. And she did say, you know, today's a new day, we're going to have a new week ahead, and focus on progress rather than perfection. And I said, that is gold. And so I told her that I would be using it and would be building a radio show around it. And so she's excited about that. Lynette is an amazing, giving, strategic life coach and health coach. And she has a wonderful product called Unlock Your Metabolism that has been working amazingly well. With each step I take, with each thing I learn, I'm feeling better, I'm making progress, I've lost 7 pounds, and most importantly, I'm doing new things, I'm making the changes. And she's been very helpful at helping me see places I can put exercise, see ways I can do things that, because I'm in it, I don't necessarily see them. They're not as obvious to me. So it's possible is the exciting part. It's good enough. And oh my gosh, as I said in the show notes for the show, I had several conversations in the last week that were very much related to this. I was having lunch with a colleague, and when we got back from lunch, my comment was, there was so much I've got to do this weekend. And he looked at me and he said, got to or get to? He said, yes, the student becomes the teacher. And it's very true. For those of you who are regular listeners to Spark or who have attended one of my seminars, you know that language is very powerful. And try it yourself. If you say, I've got to mow the lawn, I've got to do the dishes, I've got to do the laundry, I've got to do my writing, I've got to do this report. How does that feel for you when you say, I've got to? Is it energizing, motivating, feel stronger? I'm going to guess probably not. At least for me, it's not, and for most people, it's draining and demotivating and, what, though, would happen if you changed one word? I get to mow the lawn today. I'm able to walk. I have a lawnmower. I have a lawn to mow. I get to write that report, to use my talent, to put my ideas out there. I get to wash the dishes, which is, for me, with growing up with six sisters and my parents, dishes, there were a lot of dishes. And so two of us, one washed, one dried, but oh my goodness. And didn't have a dishwasher until I was 43. And when it bit the dust, it's now acting as a snack cabinet in our home. So we're back to doing dishes. Because you know what? I developed a real negative attitude around dishes when I was younger. A real blech. And it's changing that perspective. Because you know what? There are people who we give anything to be able to wash dishes, to move their arms, to feel the water. Wow. I get to wash dishes. Much more motivating with that thought in my head. And maybe there's something that you are saying, oh, I've got to do this. What about it do you get to do? And sometimes that's when it's helpful to have an outside voice to talk to you, to help you see what you get to do versus where your focus is, what you've got to do. And it's connected to the progress, not perfection, because, you know, when we don't think something's good enough, when we are concerned about, oh, what are other people going to think about it? I'm going to have negative feedback. How's it going to reflect on my business? Blah, blah, blah. Then we're in the got-to mode. Oh, I got to do this. I got to write this. What if you looked at the situation a little differently? In a conversation last week, came a discussion about challenges with things that we create, with the amount of time that it takes me to wordsmith. Here's a phrase, and said, you're amazing with words, Melanie. And I thanked them for the compliment and said, and it is time-consuming sometimes to really get the right words to say, to convey what I want to say, because there's so many interpretations around language. Well, it's turned into, I've got to write a blog. And if you've been out to my blog lately, and some of you probably haven't because I haven't written anything for a couple months, when it comes to the things to do, it's because it seems overwhelming and time-consuming to me that it really is like writing an article. I haven't been writing. And my commitment from I've got to write my blog is I get to write. I get to share exciting ideas about the brain and mind and success with people who are looking to have their best brain at work, at school, and at home. Wow, I get to do that. And who said it has to be an article length? Me. I can change that. And the person that I was talking to is an artist at heart, works another job, and truly is a creative spirit. And finds that he shared a story of a painting that he'd given a friend who loved it, has it hanging in her living room, and it's been a number of years later. She still has it hanging there. And I don't know if it was about 10 years, I think. And when he saw it again, he said, I guess it is not bad. It's pretty good. And the important thing is the woman he gave it to loves it. Lesson we both took from this conversation. And the quote I shared that he really liked was, if we wait until it's perfect, nobody benefits. People who want, need what it is that we have to offer the world won't find it. We who have the talent, the ideas, the gifts within us, don't benefit from sharing them. And usually have a negative flip side. We're frustrated because we aren't sharing them. And truly, perfection is rare, and we are human. So if we commit to do our best, and our commitment is excellence, that's different than being committed to perfection. Can you be committed to excellence, to doing your best today, right now, and calling it done and putting it out there? And yet, some people may criticize, may have corrective feedback. Everybody has their opinion. Why are you putting it out there? Are you putting it out there for the people who are going to criticize it, or are you putting it out there for the people who will benefit from it so that you can make a difference for someone using your skills, your talents, your strengths, your passions? And if you're focusing on progress, with every practice, you'll get better. With every blog I write, I will get better. With every painting he paints, he will get better. With every meeting you facilitate, you'll become a more effective facilitator. It's about progress and growth. And when we look at it that way, it makes a difference. We're willing to put it out there and to accept valuable feedback and feed forward. What could we do differently next time? That's where the true power is. What are we learning? So is there something that you've thought about starting, but, well, I'm not so sure. Look, if you enjoy doing it or you have an interest in doing it, go for it. Honor those inner drives, those inner thoughts and inspirations that you're having. And you know what? Good enough for whom is another question altogether. In several different avenues and venues and resources, I've been reminded that if you know more than someone else, they're willing to pay you for the difference. If you have a talent that someone else doesn't have, they're willing to pay you for that talent. You know, I hear people who say, but anybody can sew this, anybody can bake that, anybody could. No, anybody couldn't. Do we need to stop belittling our gifts and minimizing our talents, because they truly are gifts and skills, and they are unique to us, so that we can share those gifts. And whether we do it as a gift that we literally give away, or we spend our time doing what we love and it's a service to other people. Speaking of sewing, my son joined Scouts, and had to have patches put on his shirt. And, well, there's the sewing part. And, yes, I used to know how to whip stitch, which is our blind stitch, so you really can't see the stitching. And it's time-consuming. And I've done it for baby blankets maybe 20 years ago. And I've also had a number of other projects to work on. So last weekend when he wanted his shirt done, I said, I really don't have time. He said, fine. He was going to his paternal grandmother's, and she sews clothes, and she has sewing skills. He said, fine, I'll just ask Grandma to do it, because you won't. I said, oh, tell the truth. I will. You're just needing it, wanting it before I'm ready. And it's okay to say, Grandma, you sew better than Mom, because it's true, she does. And it's not anything, I'm not losing anything because she sews better than I do. As a matter of fact, she gained an opportunity to give something to her grandson, because every time he sees those patches, he knows who sewed them on. So there's a connection. Sometimes we just need to let other people do things for us. That's part of progress. There's nothing says you have to do it all yourself. And it's okay to acknowledge other people's strengths. And what do you say when they acknowledge your strengths? Do you say, oh, it's no big deal, everybody can do it? Or do you receive the compliment and say, thank you? Even if you may not feel it, the next time someone gives you a compliment, stop whatever's going to come out of your mouth and replace it with thank you. Just thank you. And notice how it feels when you just say thank you. It's amazing. Because now you're receiving the gift. Because you know what? They maybe can't give you the same gift in return. They are not able to give you a beautifully sewn shirt. Their gift is gratitude. And when you accept the gift from them, it honors both of you. Learn to say thank you. We've forgotten that, a lot of us. You know, it was something, one of the lessons I learned from my mother. When someone gives you a compliment, just say thank you. And give your, both of you that gift. Because the compliment fuels you in your progress, and it also allows the other person that positive feeling as well. So, if you have any questions or comments about progress or perfection or ideas or strategies, please give us a call at 347-215-8390. And we're on an unusual time, and we will be for a few Saturday mornings, and the time will change. Next Saturday on October 16th, I'm excited to bring in two guests to talk about data measurement and tracking that can be used not only for helping special needs learners, can be used in a variety of areas. And so check back to the show notes. The show next week is scheduled for, I'll say it backwards, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, I believe. And so if you check back, and if you're not able to listen to us live, you can always listen to the archives. But when I have guests, it's great for you to get to ask your questions of the experts in their fields. So do join us back for that. Now, have you done any thought shifts yet about taking that first step, about re-languaging for motivation and energy, about getting done? Because sometimes just getting started is the first step to getting finished. A colleague shared a concept with me yesterday about 20 seconds. And it's from the book, The Happiness Advantage, which I'll put in the show notes. But he said you can take 20 seconds. The author said you can take 20 seconds to make something easier or harder. So if there's something that you wanted to do but you haven't done for whatever reason, what can you do to make it easier? And the story he shared was that he wanted to work out, had meal fit in, so he decided, gross as it may sound, he said, I go to sleep in my workout clothes. I have my shoes right next to the bed, and the chart with what my workout plan is for the day posted right there where I can see it. So he's 20 seconds closer to getting it done. And sure enough, he's been working out ever since. On the flip side comes, if you want to stop doing something, to be able to add 20 seconds to make it harder and see what happens. For example, he shared he would go home and be tired and sit down and watch television. And he really wanted to do other projects. So what he decided to do was took the batteries out of the remote, took them back and put them in his bedroom. And he timed it, how long it would take to get from the remote to the batteries and back, and it was 20 seconds. So he got home the next night, sat down, watched the TV on, it didn't work, and he remembered, oh, the batteries are in the bedroom. And right next to the couch, he had put the book he wanted to read and journal and a pen. It was easier to do those other things than to go get the batteries for 20 seconds. And maybe that's a strategy you could try this week. Can you make it 20 seconds closer, but easier to do? Or for something you want to change, make it 20 seconds more challenging. It's progress. And it doesn't have to be perfect, and it doesn't have to work every day. Is it helping you? And then you can build on that step with one more step. So we've been so conditioned to want it now, immediately, instant gratification. And sometimes we don't do things because we don't feel the instant gratification. Well, what if you gave yourself instant gratification in a different way? Maybe it's from reporting to an accountability partner, growth catalyst, coach, whatever you like to say, that somebody who can give you that feedback, that gratification that, yes, oh, my gosh, that is awesome that you made those steps. And they say that with sincerity because with every step forward, you're making progress. Celebrate progress. Because progress is practice. Practice leads to habits. That's how you develop new habits, progress and practice. And it's okay if you miss a day, you have a new day tomorrow, recommit. Recommit. And if a day is too long, recommit every hour. Recommit every 15 minutes, depending on what it is you want to address. Something you want to start or finish or change. So what is it this next week that you want to focus on? For those of you just joining us live, if you want to give us a call and talk about some challenges that you're facing, that you would like some strategies to try, or something that's worked for you when it comes to progress and change, the number is 347-215-8390. And I do have a chat window open, so if you're online, you can chat in a question or a comment or a resource. And the website for Lynette's program is unlockyourmetabolism.com. That's UNLOCKYOUR. Metabolism is METABOLISM.com. And one of the exciting things for me when I discovered the way my metabolism works is she has a wonderful assessment that allows you to examine a number of areas and assess how your body processes food, whether you tend to be a carbohydrate type, a protein type, or a mixed type. And I was so heavily protein. And one of the switches I made was having an egg and two slices of whole wheat toast every morning for breakfast. Within an hour of waking up, that was another thing I wasn't doing. I wasn't eating right away. I'd be up and working and doing things. Sometimes it would be 2.5-3 hours before I would eat. So we switched those two things. And just, you know, the first day I had that egg sandwich at like 4:30 in the morning, I really wasn't hungry until, was it 11 o'clock? It just blew me away. And so by paying attention to snacking on protein, and I use almonds, and I love cocoa-covered almonds because it gives me that dark chocolate taste without as many calories. So I have protein with all my snacks, protein in all my meals, and that works for me. May not work for someone else who's a carb type because our bodies process food differently. I love this program. So I will continue to keep you updated on what I learned. And part of the program is a video every week. Just a short online video clip. She'll send a link, and she'll talk about the content for that week and give you some inspiration, talk about common challenges. And it's like having that weekly reinforcement about progress, acknowledging, you know, what went well for you, how is it working, how, you know, go to this part, go to this section, you can do this thing again. It answers questions, and it's a reminder because it comes in an email every week. It's not, here's the list of all the videos, watch them as you go. She sends one a week because that's the way the program is designed. Progress. It's about making progress at your pace, and it's okay if you repeat week one, which I did for several weeks. So it's been a wonderful lesson about being human, about the power of a coach, about learning about my body and how it processes food and about my brain and what it's doing. And, of course, my regular listeners know I'm a mind magician and I love the brain and mind. And so whenever I can learn anything new about the mind, not only does it help me, but it helps every person, every client, every listener, because I pass it on. So what is it that you would like to make progress on in the week ahead? The power of listening to this Is it plant seeds of ideas, of resources for you? The bigger power than that is when you act on something that you heard. Just try it a few times, because the first time might be kind of shaky. First time you get on that bicycle, you probably didn't pedal on down the street. Probably fell a few times. You may or may not have had training wheels. Sometimes having a coach is like training wheels on a bicycle. They're there to support you through the beginning process until you're ready to go on your own. So coaches can be short-term, or you can. There are people who have long-term coaching relationships, and once they finish one goal, then they turn to the next goal. Because they, for them, having that accountability partner, that person in your corner saying, yeah, you can do it, and what got in your way, and how are you going to overcome those obstacles, and here are some strategies you might try if you haven't thought of these. And somebody that you check in with to say, here's my report for the week. Because very often we put ourselves last. We take care of all the other needs, everybody else, and then at the end of the day, we go, oh, shush, I don't have any energy left to take care of me. And when you're accountable to that external person, it's helpful. So decide for yourself. How would it help you to have a coach? You can find more resources about how I might help you at www.brainbonanza.com. I will be entering a blog this weekend, at least one, at melaniehoffner.com. That's MelanieHoffner.com. And you can also send me an email at brainbonanza@gmail.com. And enjoy the last almost 3 years of segments. I think in the 3 years I've only missed a couple of weeks. So there's a lot of information there. So just go look under Spark and check out the archives for topics that you would like more information about. Is there repetition there? Absolutely. Repetition helps to reinforce learning, and it's also there because new listeners are coming on, and I learn new pieces to incorporate with Mind Magic. So let's wrap up and let's summarize. Let's take a look. Have you got to do things today, or do you get to do things today? Are you focusing on progress and learning to get better with practice, or are you focusing on perfection? Focus on progress, practice, rather than for perfection. Allow yourself to enjoy your human experience, to learn, to decide when people give you their opinion and their feedback, whether it's valuable and you want to take it with you or whether you want to leave it on the table when you go. Everybody has their opinion. Most importantly, what is it? What gift, what do you love to do that you haven't done, haven't started or finished because not sure it'd be good enough? Go back to that. Think about that. There's somebody out there that would love what it is you're doing, that would benefit from it. Gift it to the world. Gift it to the person who can benefit. That's why you have that talent, that strength, that passion, to give to the world, to give to people in a way that they aren't able to do for themselves. In the week ahead, take one action on something you've heard. Check out the book. Change your language. Most importantly, stay safe. And I hope you join me next Saturday with Lisa Baker and with Dr. Michael to learn about ways to track data for special needs learners or to improve yourself. Until next time, focus on progress and practice rather than perfection, and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Ms. Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.